Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, and the Miami Marlins organization, and a preview of tonight's ball game. Now, here's your host, Matt Davis.
And welcome in to 121 Financial Ballpark as we get ready to start this edition of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. The Jumbo Shrimp fell last night to the Iowa Cubs in Game 2 of their series, 3-1. Jumbo Shrimp were held scoreless through the first eight, for an RBI single from Santiago Chavez put the Jumbo Shrimp on the board to avoid their fifth shutout of the season. Jacksonville falls to 69-61, while the iCubs are 61-70. Both teams from different divisions. The Cubs from the West in the International League. The Jumbo Shrimp battling for a first place spot in the East. They currently sit 4.5 back and are tied for third with the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. They fell behind Scrett Wilkes-Barre, who is 3.5 games back of first place Durham, and the Bulls just find ways to keep on winning. Although they did fall last night, they still have a comfortable 3.5 game lead over second place Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Tonight, right-hander Jeff Lindgren will be on the bump for the Jumbo Shrimp. He comes up with a 3-2 record and a 5.51 ERA. On the other side, right-hander Matt Swarmer will get the start for the Iowa Cubs. He is 3-2 as well, and he takes a 3.00 ERA. He puts that on the line tonight. Jumbo Shrimp looking for their 70th win of the season, while the iCubs are looking for their 62nd of the year. We'll take our first break here on Shrimp on Deck. When we come back, had a pregame conversation a couple days ago with Colleen Mitchell, the manager of player service for the Miami Marlins. Part two of that interview will air next. We'll take a look at the International League scoreboard after that interview and get you ready for first pitch at 7:05. All that coming up, Shrimp on Deck continues next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite, we have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFCU credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Earlier this series, I had a pregame conversation with the manager of player care and service for the Marlins, Colleen Mitchell. Part two of that interview starts now.
Well, this is a really interesting job title. It's a very interesting job description because it seems like you do so much. So how did you really get your start in your career doing this? Because it's truly amazing.
Yeah, I've been really blessed in a lot of areas of my life, and I kind of joke that I was pushed here in a way. Like, a lot of decisions I made not knowing I was going to end up here led me here. So I always wanted to work in sports, and I kind of wanted to work on the marketing side or something like that, but I also was really passionate about learning Spanish. So in college, I wanted to find a way to combine those two things. So I ended up doing a program in the Dominican Republic, and through that program, they had an opportunity for an optional internship. So I actually had the chance to work with the Kansas City Royals in their education department, and I didn't even know that existed at that time. But it ended up being this experience that changed my life, and, you know, I didn't even think about what it must be like for these players to try to come from another country, be transplanted somewhere where they don't understand the language, they don't understand the culture, and then be expected to perform at a high level. It's just not realistic, right? So having the opportunity to help them, even just a little bit, if it's learning some English. Anyway, so when I came back from that, I, you know, got my start with the Marlins after I finished college in community outreach. But, you know, everyone I've been able to network with at the Marlins has been really supportive of me and my ideas. And I kind of came in when this program was being built, and they've always empowered me to share my ideas. And I think the community service element of my job has been something that I'm really proud of, that we've always valued, you know, the meaning of service and making it a part of player development, not just like something we do on the side. And then also, you know, this year really incorporating the player care aspect of, like, what do these guys need outside of their education? Like, do they need help with their taxes, or do they need help with, you know, just talking to the bank about an issue they're having, that they always feel empowered to ask for help if they need it, so they're not being taken away from the field because of stress in their personal life.
And that's very cool, because, you know, like you said, when you're coming to a new country, even if you've been here for a while, and a lot of these guys are back and forth between their home countries and here, it's still very difficult because they're not from here, and it sounds like anything that you can do to kind of lighten their load off the field so it doesn't take that away from their focus on the field, it sounds truly miraculous. And it's really cool that the Marlins are kind of give you the freedom, and it sounds like you've helped build this department up from really the ground up. And I know you were part of our food drive earlier this morning. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was amazing. It's been something, honestly, years in the making. We've really, you know, tried to connect with affiliates ever since, you know, I began in this department of, you know, how are we extending service throughout the organization. You know, we have a huge emphasis of it in Jupiter, planning events with the Marlins Foundation, as well as just events that I plan myself. And so having our affiliates partake in that, too, has been really awesome. But, you know, never have we ever been able to actually, you know, Marlins Foundation combined with affiliates put on such an amazing event where we were able to give out over 500 bags of food along with a partner, Florida Blue. So it was just an amazing experience. And, you know, I really enjoyed, you know, on my end, seeing the volunteers we had out there today in Colton Hawk, Josh Simpson, Eli Villalobos, and I'm not going to name all of them who were there, but they were there, you know, in the beginning years of our program, and I've really felt proud that we've been able to teach them the value of service. And even though they had a late game last night and the event started at 9 today, they were there smiling, helping out, and for me, at the end of the day, helping all those people and seeing them realizing that was what it's all about.
Colleen, thank you so much for joining me. So happy you're here. It's always nice to see you and talk with you.
Thank you, likewise.
That was Colleen Mitchell spending some time with us here on Shrimp on Deck. Stay tuned. The pregame show continues next with a look around the International League. And we'll get you ready for Jumbo Shrimp and Iowa Cubs on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WW Gay Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Gay today at 904-388-2696.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. 358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jumbo Shrimp pitcher Braxton Garrett. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Back at 121 Financial Ballpark as we continue Shrimp on Deck as the Jumbo Shrimp now come out of their first base dugout. We will take a break, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch coming up at 7:05 on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I get to serve in the role I want.
For me, that meant becoming a maintainer.
I get the training I need so I can become one of the best at what I do.
The Air National Guard allows me to keep pursuing my degree in biology.
And they even help with tuition.
I get to serve part-time.
I loved it so much, I switched to full-time.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way.
Learn more about the Air National Guard at goang.com.
Broadcasting live, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air.
Drops his hands, it's 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup down below the zone, strike three. Myers got 8 punch outs through 5 innings, and no Durham Bull has reached base so far in this game.
The 0-2, breaking ball swing and a hard line drive to left. Coming in is LeBlanc. He slides and he makes another incredible catch.
1-2 of the way. Swing and a miss, a slider down and in, strike three. That is 11 strikeouts for Edward Cabrera.
3-1, Doonan swings, skies a fly ball to left. Back is Raley at the track, the wall, gone! That one's out of the ballpark!
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
The pitch. Bouncing ball up the middle, behind second, throw in the center. LeBlanc around third, heading for the plate. It's a walk-off Jumbo Shrimp win for the first time in 2022, and it's 7 victories in a row.
Pitch, Randy Perez, strokes a high fly ball deep to center. Mesa going back on the warning track, leaping at the wall. He brought it back in. A Gold Glove play by Victor Mesa.
0-1. Fly ball. Deep to left. Here we go with Mac. Near the wall. And it's gone. You can't stop Charles LeBlanc. You can only hope to contain him.
Now let's go live to the ballpark for the call of today's ball game.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. They've dropped the first two games of this series with the Iowa Cubs, trying to reverse their fortunes today in a cloudy and drizzly night at 121 Financial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. Happy Thursday. Hope it's been a great day so far. Scott Kornberg and Matt Davis here. There is rain expected later, but we're going to start up right now and hope we can go 9 innings tonight, if not more. And the Jumbo Shrimp continue this pennant race. They are 4.5 games out, only 19 to play. So this is a huge contest for Jacksonville. Their scoreboard watching early on, the Durham Bulls are losing against Strength and Wilkes-Barre. That's the team they are chasing. Jacksonville turns to Jeff Lindgren tonight. He's on the bump for the 69 and 61 Jumbo Shrimp. And for the Iowa Cubs, at 61 and 70. Second road set this year in which they've won the first two games. This is the lineup they'll try out under Marty Peavy, their manager. Darius Hill, the center fielder, leads things off, followed by the third baseman, Levi Jordan. Matt Mervis at first base hits third. Jackson Frazier in the cleanup spot is in left field. Jaron Young in right field hitting fifth, and Trent Chiavone is the second baseman, batting sixth. Esteban Quiroz, DH is seventh. Luis Vasquez, the shortstop eighth, and Eric Castillo doing the catching and batting ninth for Matt Swarmer on the mound in today's game. So Lindgren on the third base side, grew up a Cubs fan. First pitch against the Iowa Cubs, fastball outside, and we're underway right on time, 7:05 local time. It's Hill, Jordan, Mervis,
Frazier, Young, Gimbroni, Quiros, Vasquez, Castillo, 1-0, looped in the air, shallow left, sinking quickly. Miller, the left fielder, coming in, has to play it in a hop. Leadoff single for Darius Hill, who continues to rake. That's 147 hits now, top five in minor league baseball. And the leadoff man on for Iowa tonight, here's Levi Jordan, right-hand hitter. Lindgren throwing to Peyton Henry, his catcher today. Eric Gonzalez gets the start at first base. Jordan Groshen, sixth time in his last 10 games at second base. He had never played that position before coming to the Marlins organization. Williams Astudillo at third. The pitch to Jordan. Fastball inside. That's ball one. Shortstop is Ray Patrick Dinner. Brian Miller in left. Peyton Burnick, optioned a couple days ago, is back in the lineup today for Jacksonville in center. Jesus Sanchez is the right fielder for the Jumbo Shrimp. It is drizzling here. It's nothing crazy. There is literally one umbrella up, but the rain's starting to come a little bit harder. Some of the fans moving up the stands for cover in 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. One ball, no strikes, the pitch. Breaking ball line to center. Burnick angling in, slows to a jog, then to a halt, makes the catch for the first out here in the ballgame. Hill back to first, and that'll bring up Matt Mervis. So what do you think tonight? Probably figure these players are not silly. They know what's going on with the weather the way it is. Could be a lot of aggressive swinging, and that's what we've seen so far against Lindgren. He's only thrown four pitches to the first two batters of the game, and here's the dangerous Matt Mervis. Three infielders right of second. Jumbo Shrimp wearing their alternate black jerseys, the pitch. Fastball up and away, ball one. Duval written out across the chest with three U's in the middle. Pink and teal piping along that Duval writing. It's in black on the black jersey, the 1-0. Line foul down the line and left, curling out of play, and the count moves to 1-1. One out man on first, no score in the top of the first inning. Pink number, teal trim on the back, no name, white pants, red caps for the Jumbo Shrimp. Their state of Florida Jumbo Shrimp logo. For the Icons, well, they look more like the traditional Cubs tonight. Royal blue jerseys, iCubs logo on the upper front left, red number, white trim, no name on the back, gray pants, royal blue caps, red brims. 1-1, rain coming down harder now, the pitch. Fastball upstairs, two balls and one strike. Matt Mervis is having himself an extraordinary season. Going to play in the Arizona Fall League. Originally a pitcher at Duke, the 2-1. Breaking ball outside, three balls and one strike. And got a chance to be a two-way player there like a Shohei Ohtani. And for college baseball, put up some great numbers. He's doing that as a hitter in the pros. And he was undrafted coming out in 2020, the 3-1. Fastball outside, ball four. So Hill moves up to second on the walk to Mervis. First and second, one out. Here's Jackson Frazier, a right-hand batter. And now both bullpens are clearing. All the players heading to the dugout to try to stay dry. So certainly the rain, it was not raining up until about, I don't know, 10 minutes until first pitch or so. Started to drizzle. So one umbrella, most of the fans stayed in their seats. Now everybody is moving up. The ponchos and umbrellas coming out. First pitch to Frazier. Fastball, letter I strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Gray and cloudy, 84 degrees. No wind to speak of. The flag's half-mast out in left field. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball on the outside corner in the count 0-2, that in honor of the great Queen Elizabeth, who passed away today. 96 years old. She was a monarch for more than 70 years. And I know it's probably tough to relate to the audience here, the 0-2. Breaking ball at the knees, outside corner, called strike three. So Frazier down looking. First strikeout for Lindgren. And there's two down here in the top of the first. Left-hand batting Jared Young coming off a three-hit game, strolling in. 9 out of the 10 human beings on the planet were born after Queen Elizabeth became queen in 1953. That is incredible. And I think most people think of that position, the pitch to Young, swing and a miss and a breaking ball below the zone, 0-1, is kind of just a figurehead, but she transformed that role to, A, become more modern in British society, B, actually do a lot of important things for England during her more than seven decades as queen. The 0-1, wave and a miss, and a breaking ball on the inside corner, and the count 0-2. Outfield tilts the other way. First and second, two outs. Scoreless here in the top of the first. Iowa and Jacksonville. Lindgren checks at second, 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. One ball and two strikes on Jared Young. Trent Jimbroni is on deck. Just a slate of gray up in the sky right now. One ball, two strikes, and the offering. Fastball a little bit upstairs, 2-2. Home plate umpire today, Michael Raines. That's appropriate. And the first base umpire, Jonathan Parra. He's the crew chief. Anthony Perez is at third. When it rains, it pours. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down and in, strike three. Nice first inning for Jeff Lindgren. A pair of strikeouts and a scoreless frame. No runs ahead, two left. Middle of the first, Iowa and Jacksonville scoreless. Jumbo Shrimp coming to the plate next against Matt Swarmer, one of the best pitchers in the Cubs organization. We'll tell you about him in a few moments on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIX. WW Gay Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Gay today at 904-388-2696.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jumbo Shrimp pitcher Braxton Garrett. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Rain comes down, bottom of the first, no score, Iowa and Jacksonville. The race to five innings is on. And Matt Swarmer is on the bump for the iCubs. Made his major league debut earlier this year. An incredible story. 6'5", 195-pounder from Moulton, Pennsylvania, from Kutztown University, a Division III school. We'll tell you about his journey to the major leagues in a little bit. It's time to see how Jacksonville manager Darren Brown built today's starting lineup, presented by the Flame Broiler, the hottest franchise trend in casual dining. Expanding in Jacksonville, the Flame Broiler serves up teriyaki-flavored rice bowls where you build your own bowl. It's fast, simple, healthy. The Flame Broiler, four locations in Jax. First pitch to Brian Miller, left-hand batter, is a breaking ball inside, ball one. So Miller in left, Jordan Groshans, the second baseman, second. Jesus Sanchez in right field, third. William Zastadillo, the third baseman in the cleanup spot. Peyton Burdick, center fielder, fifth. Peyton Henry, catcher, sixth, 1-0. Changeup flutters up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Eric Gonzalez, the first baseman, hits seventh. Ryan LaVarnway, DHing tonight and batting eighth. And Ray Patrick Ditter, the shortstop, is ninth. 2-0. Swinging a grounder foul to the backstop behind home plate, 2-1. So it's Miller, Groshans, Sanchez, Astadio, Burdick, Henry, Gonzalez, LaVarnway, and Ditter. Swimmer works first base side from the windup. High leg kick, 2-1. Line drive foul down the first base side, 2-2. Swimmer kicks his leg out. It's not just a high leg kick. It is truly a leg kick, as if he's trying to sock somebody charging him on the mound. But do you remember Bronson Arroyo kind of had that karate kick, leg kick? I mean, it's very similar to that leg kick. And he said it wasn't necessarily because he liked Bronson Arroyo, not that he dislikes Bronson Arroyo. He said it just kind of felt comfortable doing that on the mound, and it stuck. And he works in an extreme over-the-top delivery, applying some rosin on his forearm and throwing hand right now. And gets back on the slab. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch from Swarmer. Breaking ball is low. 3-2. So the Cubs selected Swarmer in the 19th round of the 2016 draft out of Kutztown University, a really small school. Kind of off a beaten path in Pennsylvania. 3-2. Chopped towards the right side. Second baseman Jim Brony has shuffled to his left. Fields near his belt. Tosses to first. Miller retired, one away. So Eric Castillo, the catcher for Swarmer. Matt Mervis at first. Trent Cimbroni at second. Levi Jordan at third. The shortstop is Luis Vasquez. Jackson Frazier in left. Darius Hill in center. Jaron Young is in right. Swarmer was the first Kutztown University Golden Bear to be selected since Shane Houck in 2012. That was a 29th round pick by the Giants. He's the highest KU, not Kansas, but Kutztown University product to go in the draft since Darren Goreski in 2009. 7th rounder by the Mets. First pitch to Groshans. Breaking ball line back to the screen. Foul. And the count 0-1. Swimmer also the 4th ever Kutztown Golden Bear to play in the major leagues. I would have thought 0, but one of them is pretty well known. Ryan Vogelsong pitched for 12 years in the major leagues, 3 different big league stints, 2000 to 2016, the 0-1. Skied in the shallow right, second baseman Jim Brony drifting out, called away by the right fielder Young, who makes the catch while jogging. And there's 2 quick outs here in a scoreless first. The batter is Jesus Sanchez. Swarmer said that Vogelsong went to go back to work out at Kutztown and talk to the team a few times, said it was a really cool experience. However, prior to Vogelsong, the last Kutztown Golden Bear to reach the show, a guy by the name of Harry Hock, who pitched for the Philadelphia Phillies in 1908 and the St. Louis Browns in both 1914 and 1915. So it had been quite a while before Vogelsong, and now Swarmer, the first ever Kutztown Golden Bear. Dates even further back. Rain coming down even harder now. The pitch to Sanchez. A breaking ball up high. That's ball one. John McDonald pitched in 1 major league game for the 1907 Washington Senators. Their record that season, 49-102.
Oh, no.
And we mentioned he pitched in 1 game. The 1-0. Swinging a grounder foul to the backstop behind home plate. 1-1. You think, man, you would give anything for 1 major league game, right?
Of course.
I would venture to guess John McDonald did not remember it all that well. He gave up 11 runs on 12 hits in 6 innings in a 15-6 loss to the Philadelphia A's, September 3rd, 1907.
See, I disagree. I think that one is beaten into his mind.
I see what you did there.
Thank you. That's hard to forget.
He got there, and that's what really counts at the end of the day. 1-1, 2 out, nobody on, scoreless in the bottom of the first. And the pitch from Swarmer, swing and a miss and a breaking ball, and the bat goes flying all the way down the right field line. It hits off the tarp and shallow right off the sidewall, and they count 1-2. And you can tell the conditions now are really tough. Swarmer just threw a new baseball back. He got another new baseball after the prior pitch to Sanchez. Obviously, Sanchez just lost his bat. We saw Jordan Groshans and Brian Miller applying the pine tar spray, as Sanchez is doing right now, and the umpire is recognizing that. There's starting to be some puddles out on the right side of the infield. They're going to call for the tarp. With 2 outs and nobody on in the bottom of the first inning, the count 1-2, And the tarp is coming on the field here at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. So Jumbo Shrimp and iCubs were hoping to sneak in a lot more baseball tonight, but it appears that the pop-up storms that was rolling through hovered over the ballpark, and unluckily the tarp is coming on the field right now with two outs in the first inning. So Jumbo Shrimp and iCubs halted on a 1-2 count as well. That's how obviously bad things were getting, and you could tell all the guys getting new baseballs, we're having to apply pine tar. And we've hit a rain delay 16 minutes into this one. We'll take a break and a recap how things are going when we come back and assess the situation here at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. Jumbo Shrimp and iCubs, rain delay with two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the first, a scoreless game on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage, proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp Group and picnic specials all season long at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark.
Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
This is Jacksonville outfielder Peyton Burdick. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Well, the rain is still falling here at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. We are in a rain delay, and tarp was really heavy with the way the rain was coming down. Took a little bit for the tarp to get on the field, but big credit to the Jumbo Shrimp front office staff and grounds crew for doing that. So the field is covered right now. The dirt here at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, and now we sit and wait and hope that we could get some more baseball in, because right now it is scoreless in the bottom of the first, two outs and a 1-2 count on Jesus Sanchez, Matt. And, you know, I think with the way the forecast looks the rest of the week, you know you're going to have to try to get games in. You got two good pitchers today. You want to keep Jeff Lindgren and Matt Swarmer on schedule. Now this maybe throws things off a little bit, because for Swarmer and Lindgren, I mean, Swarmer's in the middle of an at-bat, 11 pitches in, and Lindgren threw a pretty good top of the first inning on 17 pitches. And so, you know, there's the question is for these managers, A, how long do you wait to say you're done for today? And then B, if that's the case, you know, what happens? How much rest do you give them before they go back out, being that they'd only throw potentially 17 and 11 pitches, but that's maybe being premature. But right now we've got to sit and wait. And unfortunately, I think, you know, it's one of those things where I think the storms came earlier than anticipated here tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think that I agree with you by saying that it's kind of a little early to tell how long they'll wait to throw them again, because each of them are under 20 pitches. But again, the tough thing is not only waiting for their next time out, but how long do you wait in this game if we continue? How long do you wait for them to get the bullpen up? Because after a certain amount of time, they spend an X amount of time before the game getting hot in the bullpen, getting ready for their start. Then you kind of just throw them in. I mean, Lindgren's first inning, top of the first, we're at 7:26. Started right on the dot at 7:05, so it's 17 pitches. It maybe took him 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're at close to about 10 minutes here for Max Schwarmer. So, you know, you get them hot and ready for just basically 25 minutes of action, but then you go into a 20, 30, 40-minute delay. It's, I mean, what are you going to do? You got to keep them warm either in the tunnels or you just say, we got to go to the bullpen
right.
again. And this is tough for the Jumbo Shrimp staff because, I mean, you and I have talked about it. This is a team that's not carrying, like a lot of other teams, 13, 14, 15 at the most bullpen arms. Jacksonville has 8 or 9 bullpen arms, and you still have to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if we don't play today, you've got to also account for possibly a de facto doubleheader tomorrow because we've got to play through the ninth tomorrow, which Lindgren and Schwarmer will not go. So that'll be a bullpen day. And then, obviously, it'll be the original scheduled starter for Jacksonville and Iowa going on Friday in game 2, which would be the originally scheduled game. But how long do you go with those guys in a 7-inning contest when you also have Saturday and Sunday to go through? You'll throw in another wrench. The weather doesn't look great for Saturday and Sunday either. Or Friday. Really.
Right. And to your point about the bullpens, I mean, the first two games of this series, the Jumbo Shrimp starting pitching has only accounted for 6 1/3 innings over two games, not one. And so the bullpen's worked almost 2/3 of the inning, 11 2/3 out of the 18 innings they've thrown. I mean, that's a lot. And for the iCubs, I mean, it's not that different of a situation. Their starters have only worked 7 innings, and the bullpen has worked 11. So it's a two-out difference.
On the positive side, and I don't know how you can try to see it with a glass half full kind of mentality, that the Jumbo Shrimp threw coming into tonight of you 7 bullpen arms, technically 6 because Brian Hoeing pitched yesterday after Braxton Garrett, but again, 6 bullpen arms if you discount Brian Hoeing. So 6 bullpen arms have pitched already when you're already count carrying only 8 or 9. So you have 3 guys that are fresh to possibly go Friday if there's a de facto doubleheader. So you scratch one off, right? Because obviously one is going to start the bottom of the first inning with 2 outs tomorrow. But then you have to maybe throw in, you know, for Jacksonville, it's going to be Matthew Kent in game 2, most likely. Again, that's not a for sure thing, but it's highly possible. But how long does he go? And he's been a real innings eater. He has the most innings pitched on the Jumbo Shrimp staff at 117 2/3. So you would actually probably lean on him to go maybe 6 innings and need him to go no matter what happens in that game, because you also have game 2 to worry about, where you maybe start a bullpen arm and then you're depending on him, or, you know, Saturday. It's a lot to think about, and this weather kind of throws a wrench into it, but luckily it does look right now that it is slowing up a little bit.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed. And you know, I think to your point about Matthew Kent and Josh Rogers, who's scheduled to go on Saturday, you got two pitchers that are so underappreciated for what they do. And, A, really, really good pitchers, but, B, they eat innings, and they really help your bullpen out. Could become really imperative in the next couple days. In particular, we mentioned this the last couple nights, the Marlins have a doubleheader on Monday. That, in theory, could affect the Jumbo Shrimp pitching staff, because you would, in theory, select someone from this Jumbo Shrimp roster and most likely pitching staff to serve as the 29th man. I mean, the rosters are humongous. Do we really need 29 men? But anyway, 29th man for a doubleheader on Monday. And so, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of variables in place. If both these teams don't want to have to deal with suspended games and doubleheaders, they want to just keep rolling. Hey, you know, Matt Schwarmer is that guy for Iowa. He works a lot. He's a workhorse. He's a really good pitcher for the iCubs. Jeff Lindgren is a similar way. Like, you want those guys to soak up innings because they're good pitchers. And then obviously for the Jumbo Shrimp, you know, they look at Matthew Kent and Josh Rogers as, wow, it's a great thing, you know, in this situation to have them. And for Iowa, they haven't unveiled their rotation yet going forward, but yeah, they've got some guys who could obviously soak in some innings as well, and that's where that value really comes into play as we you know, deal with situations like that. So we'll see what happens. The hope, obviously, is that this is a shorter rain delay than not, and we can get going in a little bit.
Right, and, you know, I think everybody hopes that the rain delays are shorter than not. I'm sure everybody in the clubhouses are hoping that it's shorter than not. You know, Jeff Lindgren, Matt Schwarmer, obviously, they're Bulldogs, like you said. They're competitors. They want to be out there. They want to be throwing strikes and getting outs. And it's not easy to kind of just get yourself amped up, get the adrenaline going, only to have to shut it down again. And that's where I think that's the trick, right? You'd have to know whether or not you can actually let them continue to go, or you just go to the bullpen, play it safe. I mean, got 19 games to go. Jacksonville only 4.5 back. So the last thing you want to do is lose another game after losing the Sunday contest at Gwinnett. That just makes the road to Las Vegas even tougher for Jacksonville.
Right.
But they are in striking distance. I mean, we've talked about it, that this team is very streaky. And, I mean, just looking outside right now, it looks positive. The rain is kind of just fluttering down, not heavy like before. I mean, the raindrops have gotten very thin. It's just coming down in a very soft manner, so maybe that's a good sign. But again, I think you have to just go ahead and look at the bullpens and the pitching staff. And although it's only been right now a 7 or 8 minute delay, and that might not be so disastrous that you can send your starters back out there, but and the longer that you wait, the more difficult the decision becomes. But I know that the Jumbo Shrimp don't want to lose another game, because that makes it that much tougher to make up the ground trying to chase Durham, and they're only 4.5 back.
Speaking of that, they are tied with Lehigh Valley in the standings, at least entering play today. Iron Pigs, a doubleheader. They won game one, 5-1, a 4-run third inning today. Johan Camargo, now a member of the Phillies organization, hit his first home run. And so the Iron Pigs now a half game better than Jacksonville. They're 4 out. They'll play that second game beginning in a few moments up in Lehigh Valley at Coca-Cola Park, where the Jumbo Shrimp will go actually next season. The other team to watch for is Durham. They lead Scranton-Wilkes-Barre by 3.5 games. Now Lehigh Valley by 4. The Jumbo Shrimp by 4.5. Worcester by 6. And Buffalo, which is really scuffled of late, by 6. It's 1-0. The Rail Riders lead at the Bulls in the bottom of the fourth inning. Really good pitching performance so far for Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. They've held Durham to just one hit to this point. Mitch Spence is getting the start today for the Rail Riders. So far, the Washington native has been really strong. I should say the Washington State native. Otherwise, in the International League, 2-1, Toledo up on St. Paul. That game in the top of the fourth inning. Rochester and Syracuse are scoreless. Big game up in Louisville. The Columbus Clippers enter play 3.5 back of the Nashville Sounds for first place in the IL West. They're tied at 2 in the top of the fourth inning. Clippers and Bats. Nashville was winning at Charlotte. Surprisingly, the Knights have taken the first two games of that series, but the Sounds lead 2-0 there in the top of the second. Game about to get underway in Nebraska, Indianapolis, and Omaha. And they'll start up in just a few moments out there in Nebraska. Earlier today, Buffalo beat Gwinnett 6-2. And completion of a suspended game because of the shooting situation. Terrible situation in Memphis. They're completing that game in a de facto doubleheader. Norfolk leads Memphis 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. They'll play game two. Drew Rahm and Alec Thomas facing off. The regularly scheduled contest about 30 minutes after that one concludes. In the Marlins organization, Miami and Philadelphia, it's 3-0. The Marlins have given Sandy Alcantara that 3-0 lead. That's pretty good odds, you would think, going forward. Lewin Diaz hit his second home run. J.J. Bleday has added a double. And that came in the middle of the third inning at Citizens Bank Park in Pennsylvania. Low A Jupiter 2, Lakeland, the Tigers affiliate 1, there in the top of the second in Jupiter. Double A Pensacola also playing a Cubs affiliate there at Tennessee, scoreless in the top of the second. High A Beloit is falling back under 500. They play at Wisconsin, the Brewers affiliate, and they'll get underway any moment now as the Sky Club trying to get a little bit closer to 500. They're 62-65. In the Cubs organization, Chicago gave up two in the ninth to lose to the Reds 4-3. They have just a one-game lead over Cincinnati for third place in the NL Central. They're actually tied in the loss column. Seiya Suzuki in his 12th home run for the I-Cubs, but Mark Leiner Jr. really scuffled in relief. Gave up two runs in two-thirds of an inning and took the loss. He's 2-7. Elsewhere in the Cubs organization, low in Myrtle Beach, they're also delayed by rain. A lot of rain in the southeast today, and so TicketReturn.com field at Pelicans Ballpark also in a rain delay. They have not started play that game against the Carolina Mudcats in the Brewers organization. High A South Bend playing at Cedar Rapids, a Twins affiliate, that later tonight. So we're in a rain delay, and it's really lightened up. And while we continue to wait it out, it's not completely gone. It's kind of a nice sky, to be honest with you. Some gold kind of shining through as this light rain continues to sprinkle 121 Financial Ballpark. We'll play some interviews for you. We are in a rain delay. No score. Two out, nobody on. A 1-2 count on Jesus Sanchez in the bottom of the first inning. Iowa and Jacksonville. This is the Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS. Welcome back to Jacksonville. The Jumbo Shrimp getting ready for first pitch with the Nashville Sounds. Miami Marlins starter, former Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and a guy currently with the Jumbo Shrimp on a rehab stint, Trevor Rogers, joining us. Trevor, thank you very much for joining us. I'd imagine this has got to be a little weird. You came here for four starts in 2019. Now you're back, and obviously this rehab stint began in the lower levels of the minors. You're just 24. I mean, is it weird? Is it different being in the minor leagues now than it was on your rise up to the major leagues until the 2020 season?
Yeah, it is a little different just knowing that I'm just trying to get my body and get myself ready to be back with the big league club. But it's still the same as far as, like, the atmosphere, like, in-game, what goes on in between innings, all the little games they do, and just the team aspect here. Everyone's just trying to grind and hopefully get that call like I did. So it's pretty much the same.
Do you find that guys are approaching, I know it's AAA, so a lot of these guys have major league experience, maybe even in Pensacola. Do guys come up to you and ask things about the majors or advice on, you know, next steps to get up the chain? I mean, does that happen even though you're such a young guy, or more so just kind of hanging out with guys who are still kind of your age?
And more in Pensacola, the guys were asking just, like, how it is, just questions about that, like, where, like, favorite place to play, and just, like, little questions just, like, how the big leagues are. And then I got here, and guys are, like, either my age or just a little bit older. And, I mean, they're all, like, professionals. They know what they need to do. They know how to get ready and how they need to prepare. So, but no one is coming to ask me anything about it because, I mean, they're all right there sniffing the big leagues.
Trevor Rogers joining us right now. Jumbo Shrimp and Sounds in a few minutes. Trevor, on this current rehab stint, how are you feeling? And obviously about a month and change to go, I know this season has had some good moments and some not some good moments. What for you do you want to see from yourself, obviously hopefully going to back to Miami soon, that maybe you could propel yourself into the offseason for a really good 2023?
Yeah, I think to kind of answer your question a little later, but I think this year it's been a year of growth for me, both as a player and mentally. And honestly, it hasn't been the year that I've wanted. But I think every player needs to go through this to really show what they need to improve on. And it really showed what I need to improve on. I've been improving on those things, and I finally feel like I'm back to where I was last year. And to answer your question, I'm just trying to finish out this year strong and get back to being healthy, and really end this year on a good note. I've had a couple starts that were really good, and I've had quite a lot that were pretty darn bad. But I have a lot of confidence in myself, and I know what I can do. Mel and I had this conversation that every young pitcher he had went through something like this. So I never wanted to go through this, obviously, but I know in the long run it's going to make me better. So hopefully with this little over just a month we have left. I'm trying to finish strong, finish healthy, and take it in the offseason.
You talked about how you know what you can do, and it's. I think your career is fascinating because you're drafted, you don't pitch, you're the second to last player in your class to debut in the minor leagues. Obviously, 2019, you come up to Double A Jacksonville at the very end of the year, and then there is no 2020, and yet still you're called upon and you pitch in the major leagues. And then 2021, amazing season, second in the Rookie of the Year award voting, an all-star. And what was it like to be your rookie year, Coors Field, with all these guys who are some of the very, very best to play? I mean, was that surreal for you? Was it cool? What was that whole experience like, talking about what you're capable of? Because we've all seen that very, very recently.
Yeah, it was just surreal, really. I still pinch myself sometimes. Did it really happen? And just being my first year, being my rookie year, and being an all-star, is just kind of like, wow. There's always that little bit of a doubt, like, your first year, am I good enough to stay here? And I get the call that I'm going to the all-star game, and that kind of just clarifies, like, yeah, I'm good enough to be up here and good enough to play amongst the best guys to ever play this game currently, and to be around all those guys and just to nitpick and kind of like search their brains a little bit, ask them questions, and really just watch how they prepare and watch how they work. It was an amazing experience and something I'm trying to do again.
Last question for you on that note. Was there anybody who stuck out last year? I mean, being a lefty, you got Clayton Kershaw there, obviously in the Marlins. You've got Alcantara having an incredible year. Is there anybody who sticks out to you as a guy that says, like, wow, I really love what they do, you know, in between starts, or I love talking to this guy? Anybody even from Coors Field last season, or obviously even watching some of your teammates who are outstanding pitchers this year, that stand out to you?
Yeah, I remember just talking to Kevin Gausman a little bit last year, and he's been up here for quite a while, and really, like, past couple of years just really flipped the switch and turned it on. And I just wanted to ask him, like, what clicked in his mind, and we had a really good conversation, and it was really, like, really cool to see that from a guy like that, just really being open and being honest, and what finally clicked for him and what was working. And then really I've just been lucky just to be around Sandy and Pablo all year, and really picking both of their brains, and Pablo especially is really, like, helped me just with the struggles that I've been through this year. And they've both been there for me, but Pablo is just more of, like, put his arm around me and really just say that he's been through and he's there for me. And just to watch those two guys work, it's, like, really special for me that I get to be around those two guys every day.
And here's to you doing that with them last in September and obviously next year. Thank you so much for the time, Trevor. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
That's Marlins starter Trevor Rogers. More to come as we approach first pitch tonight. The Jumbo Shrimp and the Sounds on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by
FIS. Welcome back into Shrimp on Deck. Matt Davis sitting in the first base dugout with Major League rehabber Avi Garcia. Avi, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Avi, you're now in game number 4 with Jacksonville, and you started the season with Miami. What have you seen from the pitcher so far on your rehab assignment, and what are you telling guys in the dugout after your at-bats?
I mean, I don't know a lot about their pitching, but I faced him last night, and I think they have a really good arms over there, and, you know, just trying to know them because, you know, I haven't played here for, like, 3 or 4 years in AAA, so, but, you know, just what I give, the advice to give to the guys is always play hard, you know, make the example and enjoy the game.
Yeah, I noticed that you were joking around with Williams Astudillo and Eric Gonzalez during batting practice. Do you like to keep it light and easy? I mean, is this game is obviously all about having fun. So how do you balance having fun with also performing at a high level? Because, I mean, you obviously do perform at a high level, but how do you keep it light and how do you pass that fun mentality on to the rest of the clubhouse?
Well, you know, when it's time to have fun, you got to have fun. And when it's time to focus, you got to focus. And that's the way it is. You know, you just got to, you know, have fun most of the time. And when it's time to focus, you got to really focus on the game and try and do your work.
So you're talking a lot with Jose Ceballos a lot during BP. What do you talk to him about? Obviously, you know, you spent some time with some of the coaching staff during spring training, but what do you talk to Sebi about, and how does your bond with him in, you know, come to play when you're down here on a rehab assignment?
Yeah, I was talking about baseball, you know, what we got to do as a team, as a teammate, and as an organization. And, you know, just talk about a little bit about baseball and about family and, you know, trying to have fun. This game here is to have fun and do your best. I think that you got to keep it like that always.
When you come down here, obviously it's pretty cool for younger guys that are playing up at AAA for one of the first times to see a major league guy. What kind of knowledge and advice do you pass down to them as they're trying to work their way up to where you are at the big league level?
I mean, you know, just play hard, play the game hard, respect your teammates, your coaches, and, you know, do your best every single day. So because a lot of people watching, you know, you're not only this team, a lot of teams watching. You have to play the game the right way and see what happens.
Recently, there's been a lot of news about guys pledging to play for their home countries for the World Baseball Classic. You haven't played in the World Baseball Classic, but has that thought ever crossed your mind to don a jersey for your home country to represent them in the World Baseball Classic? And what does the World Baseball Classic mean to you personally?
I mean, it means a lot, you know. It's a different feeling. You put a shirt that represents Venezuela, and that's a different feeling. You know, I'm from there. I born there. So, you know, I think when you have the chance to represent your country and do big things for your country, I think it's big for me. It's my pleasure, you know, if I go and represent all my Venezuelan people.
One more question. This isn't about the World Baseball Classic, but baseball has recently been entered back into the Olympics. One of your teammates on this rehab assignment, Ryan LaVarnway, said that he would go play for Team Israel again in the Olympics. What do you think it would mean to suit up in the Olympics versus the World Baseball Classic? I mean, that's got to look pretty cool, and not a lot of opportunities for baseball players to play baseball in the Olympics. So what does that mean to you that baseball has come back to the Olympics?
I think it's great. I think it's great for the sport, great for the guys, you know, because a lot of guys don't have the chance to go to the Olympics, and I think those guys deserve to go, and you know, they're just trying to enjoy their moment and have fun. I think it's a great great opportunity to represent the Olympics and great for the sport.
Thank you so much for joining me, Avi. Good luck tonight, and good luck on working your way back to Miami.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Thank you, bro.
That was big leaguer Avi Garcia spending some time with us here on Shrimp on Deck as he continues his major league rehab assignment with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Stay tuned. Shrimp on Deck continues next with a look around the International League scoreboard. Then we'll get you ready for first pitch here on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
All right, 3-2-1. Welcome back to Shrimp on Deck, the Jumbo Shrimp getting ready for first pitch. We're joined with Jumbo Shrimp left-handed pitcher Josh Simpson, who picked up his first AAA win on Saturday. Josh, thank you so much for making the time. Really appreciate it. For you, transition to AAA, the first win on Saturday. Obviously, there's a higher level. You've pitched really well in your brief stint here so far. Do you notice a difference coming here in AAA after all the success you had with AA Pensacola this year?
Yeah, first off, it's great to be here talking with you. In terms of that, honestly, I kind of just try to keep the same mindset and plan when I'm going into every outing, and that's just kind of trusting my stuff and the work that we've put in over this year, and kind of compiling that with just the scouting reports and the info that we have here. I'm kind of putting together a good game plan, so it's definitely been a good step up and a good adjustment, and trying just to attack and get after it out here. So it's definitely been fun so far.
Your career is, I think, really interesting because you were at Columbia 2016 to 2019. You missed 2018 with an injury. You get drafted by the Marlins. Obviously, 2020 doesn't happen. You had a little bit of an injury in your Marlins stint as well after that. How have you dealt with time away from the field, be it forced because of a pandemic or be it maybe around guys in the clubhouse or rehabbing down in Jupiter and obviously unable to be on the mound?
For sure. Yeah, I think that COVID year as a whole was really important just for my career, because it kind of gave me the opportunity to kind of take a step back from the field and playing and kind of see, you know, like what I need to make that next step in terms of my career and what I need to do to kind of get to where I want to be.
Well, the rain has subsided a little bit here, but unfortunately this game has been suspended because of both rain and impending weather conditions, and thus we will play a de facto doubleheader tomorrow. It'll resume at 5:05 if you're in Jacksonville and coming to the game. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. We have to complete this game from a 1-2 count with two out and nobody on in the bottom of the first inning, and then that'll be a 9-inning game. The regularly scheduled contest will be 7 innings behind that. And if you're at the ballpark to tonight's game, tickets for tonight's game can be exchanged for any remaining game. Tomorrow's tickets are good for both games. So tonight's game suspended with the game scoreless, Iowa and Jacksonville, and two outs in the first inning, nobody on, the 1-2 count on Jesus Sanchez. So tonight's game, again, suspended. Talk to you tomorrow beginning at 4:50 local time here in Jacksonville. For Matt Davis, I'm Scott Kornberg saying goodnight from 121 Financial Ballpark. Have a great rest of your evening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this presentation of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Thanks to Ken Babby, Jim Fander, Sean Carlson, Harold Craw, Noel Blaha, Linda McNabb, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp front office staff for their support. For more information on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, visit jackshrimp.com. Once again, thanks for joining us on the Jumbo Shrimp Network.